Et maintenant, c'est Dark Mysteries sur Art District avec Madeleine d'Est.
Welcome to Dark Mysteries, a book review show devoted to crime, mysteries, thrillers, and the dark side of human nature. I'm Madeleine Diaz. Join me as I talk about great books in the crime and mystery genre. Today's book is The Therapist by Helene Flood, published in English by Hachette in 2021. Today's book is all about a missing husband, discontent, and idealism. Sara is a psychologist living with her architect husband, Sigurd, in Oslo. One Friday, Sigurd leaves early, heading for a boys' weekend away in a cabin in the woods. He calls and leaves a message for Sara to tell her that he's arrived, but then a few hours later, his friends call her to ask if she knows where he is. He never arrived. At first, Sara thinks this is a childish prank and ignores them. She continues on with her day, seeing her therapy clients from her office inside her house, but after a while she tries to get in contact with him, but can't. So frustrated with him, she ends up deleting the voicemail message he left, a mistake she later regrets. The hours pass and no one seems good, and Sara begins to fear the worst. The police are called in to investigate, and as they delve into Sara and Sigurd's life, she begins to wonder whether she knows her husband at all. The Therapist is a wickedly clever psychological thriller set in the world of a lacklustre marriage in Oslo. Sara and Sigurd have slipped into a life of routine, of work, of house renovations, of exhaustion. Sara's business is not taking off as she'd hoped, and because she sees clients out of her home and Sigurd works long hours, she feels lonely and isolated. And through the police investigations, the light is shone on Sara herself, leaving the reader wondering whether this is another case of an unreliable narrator. Sara is surrounded by her supportive older sister, who cared for her after her mother died, and her controversial academic father, who obliviously cares more for his arguments than the minutiae of everyday life and fatherhood. Like her father, though, Sara is stubborn and sticks to her principles. She refuses to breach patient confidentiality, even to provide herself with an alibi. While essentially a thriller and a very good one, The Therapist is also about betrayal and the disappointment of life. Sara and Sigurd had big dreams for their life together, meteoric careers, babies, and a wonderfully renovated home. But the grind of everyday life has gradually wedged them apart. All day, Sara listens to the problems of others, providing guidance and advice, yet she seems reluctant to look at her own marriage, until it was too late. Perhaps if she'd been more observant, this whole situation could have been avoided. Now, not only is the plot twisted and clever, the writing itself is insightful and the character studies so well observed. I found myself laughing aloud at some passages where I recognise myself and people I know within the descriptions. And of course the ending is a shock, but with all really good endings, it's completely obvious once it's revealed. So if you like mysterious disappearances, brilliant character studies, therapy, idealism, and fractured families, I recommend The Therapist by Helene Flood. Thanks for listening to Dark Mysteries. If you have any feedback or want to say hello, you can contact me at Art District Radio by email at mde@artdistrict-radio.com. Or if you'd like to listen to past reviews, please go to artdistrictradio.com/podcasts. And until next time, happy reading.
C'était Dark Mysteries sur Art District, la chronique en anglais de Madeleine d'Est qui nous vient directement d'Australie.